Utah imports 98% of the vegetables and 96% of the fruit we consume, according to a study by Envision Utah. Local farmers may not be able to grow mangoes or pistachios, but Luann Adams, the commissioner of the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food, says more fruits, vegetables, nuts, and nursery crops can be produced in Utah.
We certainly want to expand instead of decrease as new subdivisions are coming in, taking some of our prime ground. It's important for us to keep ag viable.
This program by the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food are grants for projects designed to increase production and availability of fruits and vegetables and other specialty crops in Utah.
Outcomes are to increase nutritional knowledge, to promote food safety, to establish local and regional food systems, and to encourage people to buy local, which is really important. Also developing school and community gardens and farm-to-school programs, and of course expanding access to these specialty crops in underserved communities.
Adams says this would allow Utah to be more independent instead of importing such a large portion of produce. That would leave a smaller carbon footprint with less transportation, and the local economy would generate more revenue.
I think the nutrition benefit is really important to get this kind of food in people's diet.
For more information about the program, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.